You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get up, get on
the floor. Volume, we have some volume.
Come on, guys, I expect more from you. Hogan, Brittany,
hey,
Brittany,
hey.
Brittany. I don't even know what this
are you
is.
Slaving it?
Come on.
Stop. Floor.
Michael Jackson crotch grab.
You can't see it, but I'm grabbing my crotch.
Inappropriate.
Not in that way.
What's up, After Buzzers? Bing is for doing right now. We are back after the mid-season little break of Dance Moms.
After the 1 week.
A couple of days.
Dude. We were figuring out the scheduling, figuring out our hosts. Yes, Toni Moore will be back eventually. I'm sure some of you guys are wondering where our...
Where in the world is Toni Moore?
He's having a seat somewhere.
He is for sure having
that is
a seat
definitely happening.
And getting his life somewhere, but just not here at AfterBuzz.
He will be back in July, but that's okay. We have a lot of special treats for you coming up. Why don't I introduce my co-host? How about that? To my right over here.
What's up, guys? I'm Chris Congero.
At C.
Oh, are we doing all that right now?
No, I'm just making
okay. It. For later.
Jason.
Right. Hi, guys. Jason Carter here, and you can find me on Twitter at I'll Tell You Later.
I was going to say, we're not doing that.
I know.
And tonight in the studio, we have a very special guest, Miss Molly Long. You might recognize her from Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. She and I also hung out on Friday of last week with Asia and Christy Ray.
Cool. You're cool.
So jealous.
So cool, you guys. She was working privately with Asia off season. Asia is back filming at Abby's. And you've had a lot of time with her.
Yeah.
What else are you working on? You're going on tour.
Yeah, I'm doing, my friend and I, Alexa Moffitt, we just started a traveling workshop where she teaches some flexibility and technique, and I teach combo and choreography, so we're doing that.
Ow.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Super cool.
It's fun.
So where are you guys going, all over the country?
Yeah, in like a month we're going to Alabama, and then like Louisiana, and then Texas, and Florida, and more places.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're so
thank
happy.
You for having me.
Christy was adamant on getting Molly on the show.
Yes. Love her.
And it's her first time. We promise we'll try to be nice.
We're gonna be nice, Molly.
We'll try to be as nice as Abby well. Lee will let us be. And
that's
our frustration
fair.
With
Wait,
the other mom.
Speaking of Abby, could we somehow show the picture that I sent to you guys?
The black swan. Who allowed
you
that?
You should have emailed
have
it
you,
to
have
me.
Have you seen the picture?
Oh, was that the magazine cover?
Yeah.
Was it In Touch?
Yeah.
Oh, she was on the cover.
Yeah, I think
okay.
She got a cover.
I saw it on Instagram.
If you're at home, Google... sorry, my mic needs to be straightened.
She got excited.
I got really excited when I was dancing, doing my Britney. If you're at home, go to Google App, or sorry, Bing, Abby, and In Touch, and you can see some gorgeous.
No.
Striking black swan. Striking.
I mean, a nice way of striking.
It can go either way.
Why do all the black swan pics I see have that kind of intense, like I don't know, diarrhea face or something? It's just
I don't know what does your swan face look like.
Well,
Jason J.
I don't know. There's just
show me your swan. Put it on the spot.
There's definitely an eyebrow, an Asia eyebrow.
Yeah, an Asia eyebrow.
Yeah, I think Abby's is better.
You kind of look like Zazu from The Lion King.
Okay.
On topic. So the name of the episode is Two Girls, One Solo. This is season 3, episode...
Rise Above.
Wait, what was it? It was called Two Girls, One Solo?
Yes.
Dirty.
I know.
Two Girls, One Solo.
I know. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page with that title.
Two Girls, One Solo.
I didn't even realize that.
I was like,
anyone? Anyone?
I mean, come on. Psh.
I'm surprised they named it that.
I know. And again, more inappropriateness of this show. Two girls, one solo. Yeah. Dirty.
It is on in the later in the evening, kind of. I know. Sort of.
But kids like watch the show.
Children,
I'm kidding. Okay, episode 23. So, at the very beginning, we can tell that Christy's up to something. Abby's up to something. Abby smiles at Christy. She says that the apocalypse is about to happen.
Right.
Christy and Kelly, once again, are bringing up old dirt, and they're not friends. But the girls walk in, and it's celebratory time. The pyramid is, you know, always a lot of anxiety, but they won. They'd had a clean sweep at the last competition. They beat the, quote, crabby apples. And to start off, we have Asia at the bottom because she was in L.A., probably training with you.
All your fault.
I mean,
your fault, Molly.
That she's on the bottom.
Sorry. Yeah, but Abby even said, she was like, I don't blame her. She had a TV appearance and she had a print modeling gig, so whatever, she just wasn't here. And then we had Nia, Kendall, Paige on the next tier. We had Mackenzie, Chloe, and Maddie, and then at the top,
shocker,
Brooke.
That was nice to see someone else at the top. Right. And was it because she danced with the seniors? Is that what Abby said?
Yes. She was really impressed. I know you have something to say about Brooke being at the top.
Shouldn't she be dancing with the seniors?
Anyway. Yes.
That's my question.
I like Brooke. I think Brooke is beautiful. She's a great dancer when she's forced to dance, you know, because nothing's ever, you know, on her own accord.
Right.
But yeah, just saying, I don't recall ever in the 2.5 seasons I've been hosting the show with y'all that Brooke's been at the top of the pyramid. Right? Am I incorrect? Okay, so
no,
when I saw her...
It's been a long time.
Right, my life flashed before my eyes. I was like, is that Brooke? So congratulations, Brooke.
Clap. All right. Round of applause. And I just was reminded by one of our tweeters. I didn't even introduce myself.
Oh.
So I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi, and we love when you guys blow up our Twitters during the show, after the show. You can also join the conversation. We're in Studio B today, 424-256-1633. Heyo. Okay. So yes, it was a surprise that Brooke was at the top. I don't know, whatever. So they're going to Powerhouse Dance Competition in Indiana. The group dance is Living with the Ribbon. Once again, this is one of those powerful messages that Abby so loves.
Yeah.
Solos go to Asia, Too Hot to Handle, Mackenzie, Old West, Maddie, Be Anything, Chloe, You Can.
You Can Be Anything. Because they're together.
Same solo.
Same solo.
But with Chloe's, Abby said, You Can Get better.
I know. Just
backhanded.
And what was really funny about that was that it was like,
hey, Chloe.
The way she said it was like, and Chloe, you can get better. Like, just not even thinking about what she's saying. Or she says things with such conviction and such, like, I don't know, vitriol sometimes that you think, like, why are you so bitter against this little girl? You know, like, what is that? Are you dying to live vicariously through this little girl?
It's not to Chloe. It's towards Christy.
Yeah.
I know. And you can get better. Like, Chloe's a hot mess. Chloe's probably one of the best dancers on that squad.
But she can get better.
Well, of course. I mean, squad. I'm sorry. My bad. I took it there. Go, team.
Boom.
Squad.
Herky.
Can we talk about how Christy looks so hot in this episode?
Which one? Blonde or?
Christy with a K. Christy Ray.
Christy with a K.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote down her lashes.
She
like Tony.
Mesh top and the lip gloss and the lashes.
Were like miles.
That slick-back hair can stop bullets. I swear, it's like she's Wonder Woman.
And that smize. We're talking about that look.
Yeah. When she watches Asia.
But the thing is, okay, I'm producers of Abby's Ultimate. Y'all need to work on the lighting package in this studio because those fluorescent lights bring out every bag, nook, and cranny on these women's. I mean,
are we gonna sit here for?
I mean, they have a whole freaking farm of crow's feet on this show. You know, it's like, get it together. But yeah, you're right.
Like Kelly's right there.
Oh,
she's got Louis Vuitton for days, dog. She's got a whole luggage set on her horizon. But they do look good. They're getting better and better. It's like Sex and the City. Every season gets better and
does
better.
Does it? Yeah. Does it though?
With the more money.
With the makeup. They got that MAC studio fix going on.
Right. And the Botox.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They
for sure.
Buy more and more. I mean, that's.
Yeah. Well, that's let's for talk sure. about the name of this episode, Two Girls. I'm going to just call it One Solo Cup. So Maddie and Chloe get the same choreography and the same song.
Yeah.
Initially, I thought they were going to do the same choreography, different songs. But no.
Right.
Same choreography, same song, same costume.
Poor judges. Like, come on.
I think the whole idea behind it was kind of shady. Like, even Abby says, I'm going to rock these moms' world or whatever. But if you really strip away all the drama and get down to maybe the lesson that was trying Abby was trying to give them underneath all the drama, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, I've seen it done before dance studios. And when a dance studio I danced in when I was in high school did that with me and another guy. It was a hip-hop solo, right?
It was a really long time.
But did you compete with it? Or yes, did you just do it?
And West Coast Dance Explosion, we competed with it.
So I want to know
what and how come you guys did that?
Because
what
I
did you learn from it.
I actually
and how
won.
How did it compare?
Every time?
No, just that one time in Albuquerque. Okay. But because I was so competitive and I was that kid that was like, oh, I'm going to be amazing, blah, blah, blah. My teacher hated that. I was so cocky. And so she's like, I'm a teacher.
Not a lot has changed.
I know. But I did win, though. So, but that's what I'm saying. But the lesson I learned was, you know, sometimes you have to not be that way. However, in this situation, I don't think I don't think it was that big a deal. But the way Abby's reasoning behind it and the way she presented it was kind of shady, though.
It was so shady. She was keeping it from everyone. I mean, have you ever done that?
It's like, no. You are a grown woman, Abby.
I thought about it. That would be good just to prove who the better dancer is, right?
Yeah. I mean,
but
and it also is
it
creating
really
a rift.
I mean,
and the girls
no,
like,
Giselle.
The girls like each other. So for her to do that is creating some tension within the kids now.
Right.
You know, it's creating
there
always is
tension.
With competition.
Yeah.
There always is.
Yeah. I mean, there's a pyramid every week, and Maddie's the very clear favorite. So
right.
Yeah, there's tension.
But apparently this has never been done before. This is a first, correct? For the ALDC, right?
Yeah. At competition.
Right. So, and yes, there's competition amongst the girls, but it's friendly, like, oh, like, Chris, like, yeah, we're going to compete, but I love you anyways. But this time it was like, I'm coming for you. Like, I'm going to come for you, and I'm gonna take you out. And as you see later on in the episode, it gets pretty, you know, wicked.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the fact that you have different strengths. Like, if you and I were doing the same solo, obviously we'd have different strengths.
Yeah, I am black, so. Just kidding. Yeah, but you're right,
though.
I don't
know what you're driving at.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means.
You're right, though, Chris. We would, because I'm more of a hip-hop b-boy, and you're more of a technical dancer.
I mean, I'm kind of everything.
I mean,
Chloe's more of a technical dancer, and Maddie's more of an emotional dancer.
I mean, they're both technical dancers.
Yeah,
they're both lyrical dancers at the end of the day. You know what I mean? That's their strength. But as far as their tricks and their skill set, they bring different things to the table. So I don't know if you can do the same. I don't know. You know,
it's not going to be exactly the same routine though in that fashion. Then correct. They may be doing the same choreography, but the way
different.
Exactly.
It's executed differently.
Right.
I would be curious to see what the scorecards were like, and in terms of who did better in what areas.
Yeah.
You know, were those couple of points did they have to do with emotional execution? Did they have to do with technique? Did they have to do with, you know?
Well, Chloe,
because clearly the choreography and the costume had to have been
the same.
Hopefully, identical.
It was completely different.
Well, Chloe never
it
really
be.
Dances
because someone performed it better.
Erroneous.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
Erroneous at all caps.
At all caps. But yeah, so if you're
I had a thought, but you threw me off. With
I'm just so excited to be back, you guys.
I know. I was like, Giselle's in rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so excited. If you're at home right now and you're joining this conversation, if you're watching tomorrow, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. It's great to be here, too. Can't I laugh? Jeez.
Let us know what you think. Was this a dirty trick that Abby did? Was this leveling the playing field? Did you think that Chloe should have won over Maddie? Want to know? We'll discuss the competition in a little while and see what you guys think. But moving on a little bit.
Wait, before we move on, I think that I thought Maddie should have won watching it because she's just longer and really moves through her lines and is more
smoother
and like
transitions.
Spectacular. Like her lines go and like lengthen. Chloe didn't she didn't dance as big as Maddie. But Maddie's the face, I don't know, it's too like contrived and phony. And Chloe's just a little more, there's a little more warmth in her smile. Does that make sense?
Right.
Chloe's just pleasant.
More of an honest dancer. I feel
like,
you know?
Yes, honest dancer.
She's like a prima ballerina.
I like that.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
But that's where we talk about strengths, though, you know, that they have two different strengths. I, watching Maddie, I know we'll get into it, I thought Chloe was better, but I prefer to watch Chloe dance anyways over Maddie because of the face for me. I'm all about the face and Maddie's face.
Face.
I mean, it's so many things. Disingenuous. Yeah, so many things.
Well, and also before we move on, I want to talk about the concept that Maddie had extra practice over Chloe.
And what? That was never explored after they went and, like, snuck and got the video.
Well, they brought
in the dressing room.
In the dressing room, yeah. Saying that they had footage of the competition. But if you go online to MyLifetime.com, they have a bonus video, and you see Christy and Jill talking over drinks before they go in.
I mean,
so if anything, I'm almost concerned that Christy was even driving, first of all.
More displays of bad parenting.
But, you know, you see her kind of slurring. She even says, if you drink by yourself, you're lonely. If you drink with someone else, it's a party. And she's upset over this whole situation. But do we think that Maddie would have had a leg up had she learned the practice earlier? And I actually have heard from some of my sources from within, some of the people in the company, not from this group, that...
What are you, Bob Fosse?
No. Anyway, that they do learn their routines earlier.
Who does?
Maddie and Mackenzie.
Okay.
So do we think that would have given her a leg up?
So they learn what you're saying, Giselle,
yes.
Is that the those Melissa's children
yes.
learn the routines earlier than the other kids in the squad? Ooh, drama.
Squad again.
Squad.
Look, I'm calling it the company.
Whatever
squad.
You want.
No, no. Troop.
A dance troop.
The ensemble. You know what I mean? Whatever. The crew. Well, that's just
true. Anyway, to the question. So do we think that had she learned the routine sooner, is she getting a leg up in the competition or does it not even matter?
I don't think it would have mattered.
Well, here's the thing. Abby says all y'all can shut up because Maddie can learn a routine in an hour, so save yourself the heartache, you know? Right. Which is what I love.
Have
I
was a like, seat.
Have right. a seat. Hashtag
disclaimer right there.
Pow. You know?
Chris?
So.
I don't know. I do get annoyed when I go to auditions and, like, we haven't gotten in the room yet, and you have all people teaching the choreography to other people, so then that kind of does bother me. So maybe if I was Chloe, I'd be a little annoyed.
A little upset.
Because then you're more comfortable with it. But, I mean, for this type of routine, I don't know. It's kind of like the same moves in a different order. You know, like, there's going to be a turn sequence. There's going to be a batma. That's probably a front
Maybe
aerial.
A drag.
There's, like, a
a drag.
Yes.
A drag, a reach.
Front aerial.
A face. You know, like...
A face.
Drama.
Yeah, just drama. So, in...
A reach.
I don't know.
Chris, did you hop on that ride with
her? Yes, I saw.
Were you there with her for that?
You know, we were looking.
It's our chemistry.
Oh. You guys were emoting.
I liked how they had the dancers look in the corner. Oh.
Oh, the Blair Witch Project.
Had to get a moment, too.
When they were standing in the corner.
No, do you remember that? Remember that hand?
Oh,
like,
that
everything?
Was, like, so cool.
The hamburger hands.
Uh-huh. That they go at?
Yeah.
It was like, and chest to the sun.
I used to have those when I was like 10.
Right.
Like,
circa 99,
2000. That was right, everything. Right. and you got so ugly.
And then into the 2000s, it was the mirror.
Right. And then it became this.
The mime.
Oh, God, that move.
Like the
Titanic steam on the window.
Like, you gotta go like, what?
I know, but no one does it like that. Everyone's like,
I'm full out, yeah.
Okay, what did you guys think about when they were in rehearsal and they had the girls looking in the corner?
Okay, yes, let's discuss that.
It was creepy. It was like the Blair Witch Project.
Right, no.
Like, they're like, you
Nobody
stand in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
That's what I thought.
Right. Apparently Abby does, right?
It's like, Abby's world.
Real talk, though, I felt it was disrespectful to those kids because you have, why does Maddie need to be in the same studio with Chloe when she's rehearsing turned around against the wall? Have her leave the room or have her not be there at the same time. It was stupid. And it looked dumb. It made it a
and
mockery.
And then she had Christy and Kelly come down.
It made
but
a
why
mockery.
Couldn't they watch each other? I don't understand if they're competing against each other. Gonna
to steal.
Steal
stuff?
Yeah, what are you
going to
steal?
I know.
But if anything, let them do that and let them see where they're lacking.
There you go.
Right.
If you really want it to be a head-to-head situation
right.
like
but
that.
More than that, though, it was really contradictory in the whole sense of of camaraderie and the whole and being a team, because they all dance for the same company. Granted, they're competing against each other, whatever.
Right.
But creating that kind of competition within is kind of toxic in that situation, because you're saying, okay, well, she's better than you, or she might be better than you, but you guys are still a team. And you guys are still supposed to love each other and compete. It was just a really poor example, and the kids look like idiots on TV. In the corner while the other one's performing and she's facing the wall. It was just very disrespectful. It was almost like she was like the dunce cap in class, you know?
Right.
Like, it was just not cool.
Well, let's be honest, putting them on a reality television show where it's centered around moms being completely immature right. and ridiculous, that's, I mean, that's but kind
we're,
of...
But we're past that already, though. Right. We that's a given. But you don't have to make it work. It's like stereotypes, perpetuating mm-hmm. stereotypes. You
know what's happening right now.
Yeah, like... You know, and Jill with the hair, but
she always gives like.
At least she's not blonde mess. Anymore.
Or wearing the.
I'm glad
Jackson
that she's
hat.
Back with the brown.
I just feel like Abby's just doing. She's way. She's too many things this season. Too many things. Like, what is that?
Aww.
Like, and Chloe's so sweet
so
about
sweet.
It.
She's probably like singing a Britney Spears song back there or something.
She's like in first position.
Every time you yeah. try.
No. No, stronger than yesterday.
I love that one.
But interestingly enough. Then you have Mackenzie and Asia doing rehearsal, and right. and she has them watch each other.
Exactly.
And right. she also lets Christy come into the room.
Right.
Do we think that's unfair?
It's all unfair. That the question that it shouldn't be, is it unfair? The question should be, what is Abby thinking? What is she up to? And why is she so janky and shady? That's what the question should be.
I don't
because
think it's unfair. I think Christy doesn't open her mouth like the other moms does, and she keeps it shut, and she does her smiles, and she watches her daughter and gives her advice.
Right.
There was that
the
smile,
mom,
she could come stand anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. She's not going, Abby, can you do this? Abby, can we maybe change this around? She sits there.
So is the reason why the other moms don't get to come into the studios because they talk too much while they're in the studio?
Yeah, they talk too much when they're sitting up there.
But so is that why Abby's not allowing them?
I don't know.
Or?
That's just what my thought is.
I don't know. I think Abby's favorites down. I think she's plays favorites with people.
I think
she
everyone
likes.
Plays.
Well,
favorites
she obviously
with
likes
like.
Asia.
Yeah.
I mean, I
obviously.
I think she just helps out the people she knows
are good.
Are gonna win.
Yeah.
Or who she knows are gonna take her
right.
criticism and not fight it.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yes. No. I just think that there's better ways to effectively motivate and effectively get people to do things you want without being cutthroat, underhanded, and shady.
Of course, but that's not
how
we're
reality.
Working.
I know. I understand. I just have strong views.
And even
on,
like in the real dance world, is there right. a lot of times where we're motivated
or
like
any
that?
Any right. facet of the industry? I yeah.
Any but, industry.
But we're working with children here, though. That's the thing, you know, and that's why.
But
I'm,
they are world. At a professional level now.
Yeah, they signed
regardless.
Up for it.
Well, their moms.
Well,
did.
Yeah, mommies did.
Why are you guys attacking me? What is this? I'm sorry, I disagree. Molly,
wow. You're not allowed to.
Perpetrator. No, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry, my bad. I'll shut
well, up. Despite all the conflict on the show, we do see a soft side of Abby. We see her show. Here we go, exhibiting some intense emotion about. Her past, the group dance is all about
Asia.
Dealing with cancer.
I just noticed that Asia pushed her way through. Yes.
She's the little one.
That's why she's a
she's
star.
Tiny.
Gets
she's
the front.
A star. But Abby talks about how she was strong enough to lift up her dad. Her dad had cancer, passed away of cancer. Everyone starts crying and, you know, giving her hugs. Maddie gives her a hug.
I love, she calls over Maddie, too. Like, she's like, you come here.
Just because well, she's
you.
Doing her, Melissa's crying.
But
Melissa's
they're all crying.
Died. Right. And then Asia starts crying.
Well, it was a sad moment.
We love know. Asia.
It was a sad moment. But
I like the.
She lightened the mood.
She does.
She did.
Abby goes, so who do you know who had cancer? And she's like, well.
She stutters, too.
My dad, and you think she's going to say that her dad had cancer.
Yeah.
Or that maybe she got nervous and she's going to say that her dad had cancer, even if he didn't actually have cancer.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
And then it sounded like she said dad's daughter. But no, it was her dad's dog.
A long time ago.
Died before she was even born.
What was the name?
Was
Diablo or
something? Diablo. That's devil, right?
Yeah, in Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love you guys. It's devil, right?
Yes.
devil in Spanish. And it definitely lightened the mood. I know Molly watched it more than once. We were all just kind of like,
oh. I was cracking up.
No, it wasn't. She's yeah. So cute. It was really poignant and very touching until Asia started talking about her dog. But these are some of the moments I actually like Abby. And I really can connect with her because she is human. And she does reveal that she does come from a place of goodness and positivity when she opens up and has these moments. So kudos to you, Abby, for that. Mm-hmm. Very enthusiastic.
Go Abby. Up. Go Abby.
Yeah, for being human.
Let's get to the competition, shall we?
Oh, Lord.
Intense. The, not intensity, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
But the powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
So, at the very beginning, we know that Mackenzie and Asia go first because they're always in the mini division. And right away, we see Christy saying, well, you know, you can't be cute forever. About Mackenzie. Mackenzie does her thing. She does the cute thing. Asia goes. I obviously love watching Christy's expression throughout. You get to see Asia doing a turn sequence for once. Not the entire thing, but we never see her doing a turn sequence.
We did on Abby's Ultimate, though, right?
A little bit, but yeah. She was still, I feel like she was still lacking a little bit in technique at right. that point in time. She did a lot of leg holds, but you would never see her doing, like, fouettes. Yeah. And so I was excited to see that, especially since when I was hanging out with Asia and Christy on Friday, I did get to see her do some incredible turn sequences, which we will be putting online over the next couple of weeks, some exclusive insider stuff that we were able to get. But that's one of the things that Christy said is they always end up cutting out some of her best tricks from the dances, and we don't always get to see them. So always make sure you're looking online and seeing if you can see the full routines there. But Mackenzie, compared to Asia, what did we think?
I mean,
why must you ask that question? And okay, the thing about Mackenzie, comparison, they're two totally different dancers, whereas Mackenzie relies on cute, I guess, and there's really no,
and it works.
There's no power behind, she's very formulaic to me. It's like, flip, turn, skip, cute.
But I love how the show is like right now coordinating.
Perfect. Perfect.
But like, that's what she's given. She's always right. given right. the cutesy. So Abby's giving her that. It's not like she was given some sparkly costume.
It's always
and
the
some,
pigtail.
You know?
Right.
And the tumbling is incredible. Right. I mean, she's an incredible tumbler.
But Asia owns her stage presence. Mm-hmm. Asia walks on stage and is just like, okay, look, I'm here. Everyone, you
she
know.
Is stage right. presence. She just has that.
So
you know?
You can't compare can the two.
And so comparing them is
it's
like
unfair and not really.
Apples and oranges. Yeah. Is that the expression?
It is.
Yeah. or you know what?
Asia's like a star.
And Asia's a professional dancer. She.
I mean, so is this one.
I know, but what I'm saying.
Let him talk.
Thank you. What I'm saying is that Asia is working amongst other professionals. So her dynamic's a little bit different than Mackenzie, who might be a little bit sheltered and still in the studio with these people. She's not really venturing out. Whereas Asia's booking professional gigs.
Now, hasn't Mackenzie been on longer on TV?
Doesn't matter, though. But we talked about this last season where these kids are, they're on the show, but they're still in the same realm. Doesn't matter. Like, I could be on American Idol with Paul Abdul every week. Doesn't matter, I'm going to become a better singer. I'm just on the same show with her, and I'm doing the same things, going through the motions.
Right.
Asia's able to experience other choreography. She's able to go out and have do different experiences, hence, which makes her a better dancer because she's grown.
Those
so,
walks.
Like, look how she walks on stage and gives it. That's a grown woman in a little kid's body.
But I think despite that, she had that.
Even I if just this think, was, yeah,
her first day walking on a stage, that's what she would look like.
That wasn't cute, though.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Do you guys think it's interesting?
Oh, yeah, this walk? I'm
that?
Sorry. What
that was you, huh, Molly? She's like,
no,
she,
I choreographed that part. Molly was at this thing.
Yeah.
That was,
get low, girl.
That was 4 hours. She's like, your fingers are not pointed. They're sickle fingers. You have sickle fingers.
Do you guys think it's interesting that, you know, we know Asia's background. She did gymnastics first, and then she was in a dance. Do you think it's interesting that you never see her doing any acro or tumbling in her routines?
She does. Not, she probably
not, it's,
did.
Not, it's not heavy, though.
We've seen her do it in Abby's Ultimate, but we've never really seen her do
but
a
maybe
lot
they're
of
not showing it, you know?
That's true.
A lot of stuff's left on
the cutting
room
floor. Thing, maybe?
But that's what I'm wondering is if maybe it's because it's Mackenzie's thing that maybe she... Well,
the girls can be branded as far as the different types of dances they're doing on the show, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't see a lot from Nia.
Love her.
I do. Yeah, she's great. But
a lot, period,
do not say Nia and laugh over there.
No, I like Nia, but let's keep it real. 100. Let's keep it 100. Nia is not one of the standouts on the
wait,
team.
Let's keep it 100. I haven't heard that yet.
I know, that's my new one.
Are you coining it right now?
No, that's dude. Where have you been? People say,
is this the world premiere?
On Dance Mom, yes. Let's keep it 100. I'm keeping it 100.
Meaning, like, let's keep like 100% real.
Right.
Can you say like, let's keep it 110?
if you want it. If that's really real.
Oh, that's really, yeah.
That's not appropriate for television.
Moving on to Chloe and Maddie.
100.
Yes.
Chloe and Maddie. We talked a little bit about it, but...
How do you feel about Molly?
Yeah.
Cool. I think Maddie was better.
You noticed the wobble.
Yeah. But I predicted that she was going to win, even though Chloe did at first.
Yeah. I don't think the wobble was that...
Wait, so your vote was for Chloe. Who was your vote for?
Honestly, I was blown away by Chloe.
Yeah.
However, when I did see Maddie initially start the turn sequence, I thought it was going to be Maddie. And I was a little torn because I do feel like Chloe's just so much more of an honest dancer. And I do feel like technically she gets the moves there. And I didn't think that Maddie's elongating and reaching was really necessary for this type of dance. I felt like Chloe and her expression was a lot more interpretive of the music as opposed to Maddie's.
Yeah.
All right. So we're split here too.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I thought Chloe, I think Chloe on my eyes is easier to watch and enjoy and really get into and really connect with
and
versus
appreciate.
Maddie. Mm-hmm. Because Maddie just seems very forced. And you could be technically perfect and technically on point, but if you're not really organic and really there and present in what you're doing, it's just like you're going through the motions. And Chloe's just, look at her. I mean,
like she's not completing her lines.
I think Chloe did her best. And I don't think her best was enough to beat Maddie's.
Right. And I thought
she was like the best I've ever seen her dance, though.
I wish that Chloe would compete in
ballet.
No. That's your
no.
Good for you. Have an opinion.
Well, you're just saying, like, her best isn't good enough.
Well, I just... I mean, like, it's like with Asia and Mackenzie, I think. Right. You know what I mean? Asia's always gonna... just because she has that it, and I think Maddie does.
I think
does.
They're closer, though, than Asia and Mackenzie
I think they are, too.
Yeah, as far as...
But I just... Just with the transitions,
yeah.
Maddie's way smoother, and
I
she
agree.
Looks more...
I think Chloe, Like, let's say your direction to Chloe was, Chloe, I need you to commit more to the movement and really go in and really put some power behind what you're doing. I think she could definitely hang with the Haitians.
Yeah.
You know, and really give some clueless. Oh, crap.
Like, if someone really dissected
exactly
her.
Exactly, and said, yes. And gave her, like...
It does not say RSVP in the art of dance.
Right, because Asia, let's touch back on Asia. The reason why Asia is able to be as dope as she is because she's able to see other choreographers and work with other people who are giving her these directions, this directive, whereas Chloe is not. So if someone took Chloe under their wing and said, okay, look, we're going to make you off the hook, she can definitely compete
with
Maddie.
I just think that Chloe should be in a ballet company or she should be competing in ballet.
That should be beautiful.
Versus this, because I feel like if this was a ballet solo, Chloe would win.
I don't
but it's lyrical,
that.
And I think.
No.
I don't know.
I think she has a better body for it, for sure, those long legs.
That switch that they just did. Maddie's was so much better, that switch.
But that bobble, I can't.
But that wasn't that, I don't think that was that detrimental.
But she said she thought of every
time. Yeah, every single one.
But she said, but we didn't see the whole thing either.
Right.
So, if you are listening at home on iTunes, just want to remind you to join our discussion there. Leave a comment, make sure that you rate us, give us 5 stars. If you don't think we deserve 5 stars, let us know why before you rate us. So you can give us 5 stars. And also want to remind you that Serial Buddies, the movie that was created by our founders, Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, is now available for digital download. Correct, Marissa?
That is correct.
Yes. So, you know, we give you shows every single week for free. We cover pretty much every single television show worth watching. And we want to keep giving you shows every week. I know. Keep the lights on. Keep our hosts here. So please support us by downloading that and watching it. It's hilarious. It's crazy. And anything else that you want to add to that, Marissa?
Star-studded cast. You know, Maria Menounos, Kathy Lee Gifford.
I love Kathy Lee in it.
Beth
Baer, amazing.
Henry Winkler.
That's the
bunch
fun.
Of people.
Bunch
it's
of fun
hysterical.
Cast.
Yes.
So please support us by doing that. And, of course, if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast and share with your friends and your family and your parents and Abby Lee. And it is definitely exciting to hear that the moms are watching and listening each week. And they love our show.
Yes, thanks for watching.
Yeah. Shout out to Christy.
So we are the place to be. Yes.
Yes, we are the authority for dance moms.
Dance Moms recapping.
All right, so are we getting back to the little scandal? Because
yeah.
So
I
back
feel
to the
very
scandal.
Strongly.
Mackenzie ends up getting second. No surprise there. Asia gets first. Ooh. Chloe is announced as first. Maddie is announced as second. And you hear Abby say, pretty much right in front of Christy, to Melissa, there's no doubt she should have won, referring to Maddie.
And Chloe, that was her moment. Like
that was her
And she was so happy.
So happy.
Broke my heart.
Again, tactless. Broke my heart. These kids damaging kids every day.
That's mom.
It's true, though. They go into the dressing room. Sure enough, one of the heads of the competition comes in and says that there was a mistake with the scoring, of all things.
Right.
And that in actuality, Maddie was the winner. Not by a lot, but she was the winner because a judge apparently added up something wrong on Chloe's scorecard.
And then Abby proceeds to say that, oh, one of the judges must have noticed there was a problem. Until Homeboy comes back, the director, and said, thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yes.
To Miss Abby Lee.
Yes. And she turned
and her face.
Because I was thinking that if the company made that mistake, they would have just stuck with it. You know, like, the girl's
safe
happy.
Face. The end.
Just deal with it. So it was because Abby went and brought it up that Chloe got her crown taken.
See,
so
why would you self-sabotage again? Like, what is that? Abby, what is that? Please email me. Find me online, because who does that?
It's just absurd. And it didn't and then even seem like it was
Abby,
that many
lie.
Points. Because he was saying that she got like a... I mean, sorry that I didn't write the exact number
like
down. So if you're watching, correct me if I'm wrong. But apparently... It was out of 25 points, and she was giving, like, a 27.5, so it's 2.5 points. So, it's, you know, it wouldn't be the first time that one, you know, first place and second place are less than a point apart, but...
But, right, that happens, but, Chris, you were saying when we're in the viewing room that you go to your grave with that information. You don't,
right.
You just, it's a safe face.
Yeah.
It hurts your credibility to do that, one, and it's like, again... Chloe, so sweet. I could see if she was one of those kids that was, like, you know, really, like, just bad. And you're like, yeah, good for her. But poor thing. She was, like, enjoying it.
So happy.
Another great moment with the moms, you know. And then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah.
And the worst part was that
And that was a beautiful moment, you know, just to mention that Christy went over to Kelly when she was crying about her dad. Beautiful moment. So glad that they finally saved
friends
face.
Again.
Hopefully they will be
I'm
friends
just
again.
I'm so glad we don't have to hear about it anymore.
Well...
Let's hope.
We never know.
But sorry, Jason, continue with your point.
No, it's all good. Going back to Abby and why she does the things she does and stuff, she should, if in fact that she had her hand in that and making, in that whole thing come to fruition, that's just so, why would you have needed to do that? You know, and it, to your own team, you know,
it's your own squad.
Yeah, her own dance crew.
Wait, the problem that I had the biggest problem with was that Maddie, when she lost, you could tell, like, we were like reeling
she's
in.
Not happy
she
for
like,
Chloe.
I'm happy. It's
Didn't
fine.
You see?
Like, I was smiling the whole time. Like she was.
It wasn't genuine. It was fake.
Pissed. And then when Chloe got it taken away, she was.
And
still
she was crying.
Havoc.
She's like, "I'm so happy for Maddie," and tears streaming down her face.
And I felt like she was like, "It's okay if she deserved it. She could have it." Whereas Maddie was
that
like,
so
"She did not
sad.
Deserve it." Yeah, because now I wanted
she's
Chloe to win.
Right, she's a good
yeah.
kid.
Yeah,
and she had to give the trophy to Maddie in the dressing room. She's like, "Here you go."
I'm definitely taking a break from Team Maddie tonight. I'm sorry.
Me too. I don't like that.
I can't even continue.
Sore loser. They can do this every week.
No.
Because it loses its effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, I got something for you next week, dog. Don't try
it. Oh.
I'm going to walk out and go get a dad card.
Let's move on to a little news and gossip.
Chris Cangiero.
TV News. Say my name.
We see you like once a year, Chris Cangiero.
Say my name.
Once again, want to give a shout out to our diehard super fans that are always giving us the inside scoop before we even look into it. And obviously, we don't have a lot of preparation times between watching the show and prepping for this one. So when you either correct us or give us some new information, we really, really appreciate it and love when we can share it. A little tension could be building up at the Abby Lee Dance Company because Mackenzie just turned 9. Therefore, she most likely will not be in the mini division for much longer and may have to start competing against Maddie and Chloe.
How old is Maddie? Is Maddie going to be teen soon?
I think she's...
She's got to be, right?
Right.
All of them
12,
are growing
right?
up.
Maybe.
Some of them are almost 20.
Yeah. She's not Mackenzie.
Mackenzie's going up
I'm
7.
Sure Abby's forging new birth certificates as we speak.
But Mackenzie would never be, like, let's say Maddie was in the, like, intermediate level or advanced level. Mackenzie wouldn't be in the same level, I don't think.
Right.
They wouldn't be in the junior division together?
It depends. I mean,
but they don't really go to competitions where there's levels. Like, so
I mean, some of them have 4 levels, 32. Right.
But none of the ones they go to.
I mean, when I competed, there were no levels. You were on competition level.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So we shall see about that, if that raises any sort of changes in the Abby Lee Band's coming, the strategic, like, oh, well, Mackenzie won't have a solo this week. Maddie, you know, so that they don't go head-to-head. I am getting the feeling, slash, I can pretty much confirm that Asia will be on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. I've been hearing a lot of that. Christy and Asia would not tell me anything. However, I did see a bag in the car from Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. It looked very new. So I'm going to guess that she's making a cameo. Yes, like a gym bag.
Okay.
With like embroidery.
Or like, is it a store now?
A little dance bag. Oh, she goes like jackets
too. Not available
too,
online.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, we will be seeing more of Asia and Hadley on Dance Moms this season. I did talk to Yvette and just kind of said like, oh, hey, what are you up to? Oh, you're not going to be in town for a long time? I wonder why. So definitely we'll be seeing more of Asia and Hadley, and I have gotten lots of Instagrams and pictures of you guys seeing them out and about together with Hadley with the Candy Apples and Asia with the Abby Lee Dance Company. So
Yvette's coming back.
She's coming back. Her and Christy are going to go
face to
face.
Get those gloves on. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, get the maybe you, that's why you, we haven't seen could, Christy wearing
gloves that
too. Are you still on Team Yvette?
I'm not on Team Everybody.
You've always been on Team Everybody.
You're neutral.
You're too in.
I will pull up the footage.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Don't make me.
I told Christy to her face. Don't make me. Like, she was there. Yeah. And I was like,
you. You have to be Switzerland all the time now because you're like kikiing with this. You're like everyone's friend, girl.
I'll take sides when sides are due.
No, but no, dude. Because I can back you.
If I'm with each of them, obviously I'll be neutral because I do really enjoy both of them. But if I'm looking at them and I'm going, girl, you need to get your life. I'm gonna say
you might
what
fall
you
down on the pyramid. I'm always at the bottom, but you are all we know. You're Maddie at the pyramid, though. You don't want to lose.
I gotta be professional.
Can we do our own pyramid?
Oh my god,
we need to every week.
I would be at the bottom next to Jason every time.
I know. I get like hate mail from some of the moms. Like, how dare you say that?
It's true. We've had parents send us emails. It's true. I mean, Christy reached out to me, so yeah,
she loves you now.
I love her back.
I'm Team Christy, though. Team Christy with the K's dope.
Oh, you're Team Christy.
I know. I like Team Christy.
From the beginning. I remember we had a conversation on who would survive in L.A., Christy or Yvette.
Well, Christy would cut it.
And Yvette. Everyone said Yvette except for me.
I know. I didn't say Yvette. I said Christy for sure.
Okay.
We'll watch the tape and get the receipts.
I want to see the receipts because all I know is I've always been...
No,
Christy
and she
Asia.
Knows that, and they acknowledge that, and
good.
We have some really cute
that.
Video, actually, of Asia telling Chris and I that she loves us, and for Jason and Tony to have a seat.
Chrissy Ray, we tweeted weeks ago, you're supposed to be Team Jason.
Let's go into predictions.
So rude.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Halloween.
Well, I already gave some of my predictions during the gossip, which I guess are confirmed predictions, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see Chloe finally, you know, leaving for good, or whether it's to maybe the Candy Apples or competing independently, because I would be furious about that incident. Chris?
Furious about what? Her leaving?
No, about
oh,
Abby.
Okay, gotcha.
The scores.
Yeah, and saying that right in front of Christy that... Yeah. Maddie should have won.
Predictions. I don't know. It's just going to be more drama. I hope that we get Asia and Christy in here to the studio. And maybe I would love to get Yvette and Christy in here. No. And like, maybe we can get
Never
a little boxing
gonna
ring.
Gonna happen.
Like one of those, like you remember that show? What was that?
Christy will
American
have a line
Gladiators?
Of hair gel, hoops, and white pants before that happens.
It could happen. What will Yvette have a line
what?
Of?
She takes off the hoops, excuse
smiles.
Me? Her hoops are like weapons.
Smiles.
Fake smiles.
I predict. Like,
and Christy be like, smiles with the lips.
Smiles.
Jason J.
I predict that someone is going to actually confront Abby about the Benedict Arnold situation that happened tonight and really put her on
really
blast.
I really want ex-Benedict.
Really put that her on blast for that because it was just not cool and not cool. Yeah, that's my only prediction. Everything else, I really don't care.
Molly, any inside scoop? Oh.
No, I just predict more drama. But I'm wondering if Melissa will be mad about that. Because sometimes, you know, she's been with the parent side.
Oh, right.
And sometimes she's been with Abby. So I wonder what she's going to think about that.
Because it makes her look bad.
Right, like in the middle. Do you think that she's been on the parent side this whole, like, season? Like, the beginning of it? Or last, whatever season it was.
I think she's always secretly on Abby's side.
No, she plays both sides for
sure. Because that's, like, her own side.
She's on Team Abby.
Right.
Where her kids will go.
But I would be interested to see how that plays out.
Well, Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
I know,
us.
Can
We're
you please
so
come back?
Come back, Molly.
Please tell everyone at home where we can find you.
Oh, okay. My Instagram is MollyLong21. My Twitter is _, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
MollyLong_. So, find me.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at JJCForever, also on Facebook on the Jason J. Carter fan page and at the Triple Dub fan page. Bye.
You can find me everywhere, keeping it simple, Chris Cangero, C-A-N-G-E-R-O.
And you can find me everywhere at Giselle Ugarte, GISELLEUGARTE. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you from now on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific time or on YouTube, iTunes. Like us, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and download Serial Buddies. Have a good night, everyone.
Yes. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.